guys, and welcome back to
Knit One,
Sip Two. We're your hosts,
Rin
and Alyssa. So what are you working on this week?
This week, I'm sort of doing an extra credit project. It was our first day back to our virtual classes after having a 2-week spring break. And so this week, so one of my professors, he said, you know, we can do random acts of kindness. And so one of the ways that I've been coping is knitting little baby hats for newborns at the hospital. And so I can do this during my classes, like classes I don't have to take my notes in. And so I just kind of asked him, I was like, is it cool if I count that as a random act of kindness and get extra credit points? And he was like, yeah, sure. You just have to take a picture of you dropping them off. And so that's what I'm going to do.
Ooh.
So extra credit and making adorable baby hats. It's and I know you guys can't see this, but this is what they look like, Alyssa.
That is
Aren't
so
cute.
Cute? We can upload a picture when we upload this video.
Of course. I've already made like a pile of them just throughout like the months that I've been doing it, but it just makes me so happy. And I have like other colors of baby yarn. Like right now I'm using a gray, which is a nice neutral one. And then I have a white and a pink that I haven't knit any out of yet. But like the balls were so cheap. It was only like $5 for this giant ball of baby yarn. I think it only takes me about 100 yards or probably less than that to make a baby hat. But it just makes me so happy to make them. So what are you working on today, Alyssa?
I finally finished my first sock. And so now I am working on the second one. And yeah.
It's so cute, though.
And it actually went on my foot, which is what I was proud about.
So I had to teach you how to make a sock, basically.
Yes.
And then Sam's sister asked if I could help her learn how to knit a sock, but I've been having to do it through like text messages because she doesn't live nearby. And so it's been very, very interesting, but it's been really awesome because now I've gotten to teach two people who are pretty close to me how to knit a sock, and it's awesome. Get to share the joy.
It feels pretty awesome to be knitting
a sock. I also have a little update. Alyssa, I can't remember if I told you about this or if you remember it.
Okay.
But I am working on getting my license to be an actual knitting instructor.
Yes.
Did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think I've told everybody on the podcast,
nope.
All of our listeners. And so the goal is this summer that maybe I can host a couple of like beginning to knit classes, like where you just learn like really basic little stuff like that.
Right.
Like how to knit a sock, and it's a pretty easy sock.
Basic?
Or I mean, it's pretty basic. Like the pattern I told you is just like sock, not fancy sock. So, and the other cool thing is I would get paid to do it.
Which is always nice, getting paid to do things you love.
Right? And so I'm pretty excited. Like, I've thought about a couple, like, even for kids possibly. And so I'll just have to see, especially since we don't have a lot of local yarn shops near us, I'll just have to see what I can do. But I'm working on getting that credential.
Right.
So coronavirus quarantine is helping me. I'm also learning Chinese.
Yes.
Anyhow. let me see what else I can say. I know I can say I like to drink tea, or I drink tea.
Can we hear it?
Well, bao qi.
That sounds pretty right.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
And so, like, my goal at the end of this quarantine is to be able to go to the local Asian food market near us and be able to have a 2-minute conversation and just sort of understand, and not seem like an ignorant white girl.
That's always
like, that is the goal. So I have like, I have an end goal. And then next semester, I think I talked about this in the last one, but I have decided to take Chinese and just use that as like a fun credit and just learn Chinese versus going back to French and doing that. Cause I don't know. I'm just sick of taking French at this point. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Chinese is pretty fun. So, sorry, I just like totally ran over everything, but little life updates.
That's okay. You know, we
like why I've been missing.
We've been missing for a minute, so I feel like it's validated.
Like throughout the day, I'll catch myself counting like Chinese numbers, like yi, san, like the numbers, and I'm just like, that's really cool. I can do this.
See, I dream in Spanish sometimes.
So, that's so cool, though.
So, like, I get it.
I'm so proud of us. We could go to 3 different countries and maybe be okay.
Maybe. I was okay when I was in Hong... No. I was okay
I didn't count Canada, so we could go to 4 different countries. Yay! And parts of Africa.
Road French is very
versatile. Oh, we could go to Haiti too.
Once we're allowed to travel again.
Oh, man. How has your quarantine been going?
It's been going. I mean, I haven't really done much. I worked the last 2 days, and thankfully, actually, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to talk about it. I worked the last 2 days. I'm going to save that for hot gossip.
Okay. At least you've been able to work.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool, but...
Yeah, the city that we lived in, or we live in Ohio, I'm pretty sure we've said that before.
Yeah.
But, like, a week ago, it shut down, like, all the bars and stuff, and so I've been just very sad not being at work, and so, like, we've been chatting, like, group chatting my whole work has, and, yeah, it's just been kind of a bummer not to see, like, all those friends and people, so that's really, really, really rough on me.
Right, and I completely get it.
Because it's such a social atmosphere, and I get, like, I don't get to see my favorite regulars, like, the doctors and stuff in town, like, I don't get to see any of them, and so it's just a real bummer.
Right.
Like, there's no other word for it.
But instead of focusing on all the sad mumbo-jumbo, do you have a would you rather question for me?
Oh my goodness, you know I do. Alyssa.
Yes.
Would you rather?
I'm scared.
Sleep in a human-sized nest in a tree or in a burrow underground? It's just a goofy one. It's not nasty or anything, finally.
I think that I would rather sleep in the ground because, one, I feel like it'd be warmer, and two, I don't like heights, so I'd be afraid that I'd fall out of my nest and like break my neck. But honestly, that's my answer.
Cute, though. I think I would rather sleep in the nest because it would be really cool. That's my only reason. It'd be cool.
There's something we finally disagree on.
Woo woo.
We're moving up there.
We're getting better.
Are you ready for mine?
Of course I am.
Mine's kind of gross, but it's because my other two options, I think we've done already.
No! Do we want to explain how we've had to do this today? Because this was a horrible method, and you should have said, I think we've already done those, and I would have given you another option.
She just opened pages and showed them to me on the video chat, and I just took pictures of them.
So because we have, like, this little book I found, and I gave it to Alyssa as a Christmas gift for the podcast, and it's literally a book of would you rather questions. So that's where we usually get our questions from, because they're just kind of easier than looking it up online. And they usually tend to be less sexual.
Yes.
I've found a lot of them are either really nasty or really sexual. I'm like, yes.
And they're just no bueno. Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Would you rather have body odor that can be detected across the yard or be hairy like Bigfoot?
Body odor.
No hair?
No hair. I do not want that. What would you choose?
I think I would go with body odor also, but like, honestly, they both kind of suck. Because I judge people a lot based on what they smell like.
I mean, yeah. Like, it would really suck, but I would rather that than be hairy all over and hairy, my clothes nasty, not fitting right. Yeah. Because with the hair, you're going to have body odor anyways. You're not going to smell like a tulip.
Because you're not going to shampoo that, like, every 20 minutes.
True. And you're just going to be, like, sweating more.
Right.
That would be so nasty.
It really would be. I don't know if you can hear the birds.
I can.
I'm recording.
Nice ambiance. Because I can just see Margaritaville over your head.
I'm recording in my dad's tiki bar currently. And it's like a little shed outside of our house.
Half tiki bar, half shed.
Yes.
With a strange palm tree behind you.
It's a Christmas palm tree. It lights up like a Christmas tree, okay?
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's okay. But yeah, I wanted to use some better equipment than just my laptop audio, so here we are.
Which is what you used for last episode, the little life update.
Yeah. But yeah, so far, I think it's going pretty smoothly.
Alrighty. So, Alyssa. What are we talking about today?
With this year being an election year, we thought that we should discuss if we think voting should be mandatory for all citizens. So to start this, Ren, do you always vote?
Okay. So I always try to vote. Do I always get around to it? Like this year, it was like kind of BS in our town because it was like nothing really important. And I had classes back to back that day. And like my internship right after my class. And then I worked right after my internship. So I just didn't get to go to the polls. And like, I would rather go to the polls than like fill one out and mail it in. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I did not get the chance to go. But the year before that, I went and I voted for the very, very first time. And I was so proud and I didn't even get a sticker. So I was kind of pissed off about that. But I was very proud. And so I always try to make a point to vote or at least stay up on like what's going on. And like, I'm not sure about you, Alyssa. I think you did get to vote in the last presidential election. Am I correct?
I had because the opportunity, yes.
Okay. See, I was about 40 days too late. Like, I was born 40-ish days after the cutoff, or like, I was just 40 days too young. Does that make sense?
Correct. Yes, I follow. So, sorry, that was correct was not a valid answer.
Correct. Next question.
See, I have not voted ever. I'm currently 21 and I have never voted, but also my viewpoint is a little different. Like, I've never really had anything that I cared too much. And with the last presidential election, I was just like, honestly, I think we're screwed. Either way. So like, I was like, I really don't want to influence it and then feel like if something went wrong that I helped it. Yeah. So I just didn't. This year I plan on voting.
But, oh, I plan on getting all the voting stickers. I'm just going to steal a sheet.
Yeah, but but up until this point, I have not voted. But yeah.
It's a weird experience, I gotta say. And On that note, can we make a side? Do we think voting machines are okay? Or do you think we should all do paper ballots? Or what do you think?
I feel like it's almost, there's less, I don't know, because either way, things can be tampered with and everything.
Yeah, I watched, I think a couple weeks ago, I know it's an old episode, but John Oliver did one on the voting machines. And okay. He showed, like, how easily it was to tamper with the, like, results or just how the computer calculates. Literally not even a key. You can just tap aside a button on the side and get in and be able to, like, hack it.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, I think we need better voting machines.
See, I'm leaning like, more towards paper, but then at the same time, it's like, those can get lost and...
stuff. Yeah, like what was that big one in 2000 or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. Either way, I think we just need to do better.
We totally do, because I feel like America's kind of being laughed at by the world right now.
Always,
like I feel like especially like right now, I feel like they're just laughing at us, like you dummies.
And honestly, I feel like it's even worse because like with the corona. Like, yes. it's not, like, typical of America.
Italy didn't buy out all the toilet paper. We did. For some reason, we worried about our shit. Like, America's just so dumb at this point.
Uh-oh,
I hear helicopters now. Oh, no.
At my
They're
house?
They're coming to get me, Alyssa.
Oh, at your house? Okay.
They're coming to get me.
I just hear my heaters. It's really cold.
Well, I don't hear those, so it's all good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so to answer our question, what do you think? Do you think it should be mandatory for all citizens?
Yes. All able-minded, embodied citizens. And I think we should have, like, it should be over a span of 3 days. There should be no, like, newscast over it, like, watching as the ballots come in and everything, like, should not be anything like that. And there should be time periods where your work has to let you go or your school has to let you go vote over the 3 days. Give everybody opportunities and make it a big priority, because I think it's actually, like, a really small percentage of people who actually vote. And I think last presidential election, it turned out to be one of the biggest ones because it was so oppositional. I don't think that's the word I would use.
I was thinking confrontational.
I mean, it was definitely that. That was like scary. Do you remember the day after the elections?
I remember
when there was like nobody on the streets.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, we're going to die. And then, like, a week after he was sworn in, like, we basically all died. Like, just saying.
I feel like I agree with the whole... See, I don't know where I stand. Like, I think it should be mandatory, but at the same time, because it probably will never be mandatory, I think that if you don't vote, you can't really complain or be mad about the outcome.
But Alyssa, this is America. Everybody has microphones now. Everybody and their dad has a podcast.
That's funny because my dad started a podcast for
just slightly targeted.
But I just feel like you shouldn't be able to be outright, like, let's say I voted for one thing and then the other thing happens, and then let's say that you voted or you didn't vote and then what you didn't want to happen happens. I don't really think that you would have the right to be mad about it since you didn't even try to affect it in any way, because I think voting, like, is kind of more of your time to say what you want, not after the fact.
See, that's the part where I'm kind of like, because you're not going to be able to distinguish who votes and who doesn't because it's anonymous. And I kind of take it as like almost like prayer. Like nobody can know if you actually did it or not. And that's a really bad example. How about pooping at a party? Nobody can know if you actually did it or not. You know, like nobody's going to be able to be like, yes, you pooped at this party. That is why our house smells now. Thank you. So it's like, there's no clear, I don't know. I think that takes all the fairness out because, see, if I had voted for like a third party last presidential election and I started complaining about the Trump administration, you know, all the policies he's put into place, I feel like I would be targeted by a lot of people. And I feel like those people are very aggressive. And, you know, like, but at the same time, if you put out your political view and say, I voted for this, it's also sort of welcoming it. So it's kind of a double-edged sword that you're holding, Alyssa.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, I don't think we should hold it at all. We should drop it into a volcano.
See, my thing is, I'm not talking about like everybody knowing who people voted for, stuff like that. Like, obviously, you'll have the people who will talk about it and who will say things. But I'm talking more like individuals. Like, you'd think they'd have, like, the common courtesy to not be douchebags. So, like, because, like, me, last time, I wasn't happy with the results. But I was like, but I also didn't do anything to affect it. So, I'm like, obviously, I'm not going to complain about it, you know? Yeah. But then again, you also have to look at how people are and the toilet paper, and people obviously do not have common courtesy. So.
I mean, in all honesty, America has never had common courtesy.
I just like to live. It's a perfect
world. Please look
world.
All the way back in history. We've never had common courtesy.
Like, I know. I just want there to ever. Be a change in people. I just want everybody to be nice and get along.
See, that's where I think like this section of history that we're living in right now, that really is going to change everybody.
I know. I just don't know if it's going to be worse.
Better or worse.
Or for the better. And that's kind of scary.
Like wedding vows. They're very scary.
For better or worse.
For toilet paper or not. I don't know what we should do. That's a really bad answer.
I don't know. I kind of like, because, like, the mandatory thing, I kind of like it, because I'm like, then everybody has done it, and everybody put their two cents, so then I feel like people aren't cheating it. Like, oh, I didn't vote, but also, I don't agree.
Yeah, so I feel like, that would I feel like it would make it better. And should we raise it, like, a step further and say mandatory voting, if you don't vote, you're imprisoned or you're fined a lot? But then I feel like it wouldn't matter even to rich people. So let's just say, like, you'll have to go to, like, a labor site. And you'll have to perform labor if you choose not to vote. And I kind of want to be, like, this is a really weird example. And I know you don't watch Futurama. But any of our listeners who watch Futurama, I love the show. And so the one that it's calling me back to is the tax evasion demon. Or, like, the guy on tax day where if you choose not to like turn in your tax money, you are like sent to hell for like a week or something like that. Something really silly. But like, should we use that as a method to get people to vote? Or is that kind of evading on our liberties as Americans? Because
I don't
we love our liberties in America.
Love that, because I'm kind of thinking of that as like punishment. Where I'm thinking more of the line of, like, let's do incentives. So, like, let's say it's mandatory, we do your thing, so it's, like, a three-day period. But those 3 days are during the week, and they're vacation days from everything.
Oh, see, I like that.
But then people
are going to take that and go out
no,
of town.
No, what I was going to say is you only get them off if...
On the day you vote, possibly?
I don't know. They have some kind of thing, like, if you go and try to give blood and you can't, they give you, like, a paper that says you tried.
Yeah.
And you can get, like, extra credit for classes or stuff like that, they give you like a certificate, like, oh, you voted, and then you just kind of like snap a picture, send it to your boss, you get the days off, or I don't know, some kind of proof that you voted. But if not, then you have to work. I don't know. Just an idea. Obviously, it's not perfect. I just kind of thought of that, and I was like, incentive.
Yeah.
Because I mean, people react better to incentives than they do to punishment.
Yeah. But, I mean, branching off your idea of the incentives, if you prove to your boss, like, you get the little receipt, and you're like, I actually voted. Maybe your boss is like, okay, I'll give you an extra day of vacation this year. You know, maybe that'll be the incentive.
Right. But I feel like that's,
I mean, that's not always, yeah, that's not going to work because it's up to the private corporation.
Right.
So, and some people, like, I can just see Google being like, you voted, you get a month of vacation or something really dumb.
That's not dumb. That's awesome.
Well, it's awesome, but you know
what
I
mean. For them. It's awesome for them.
It's dumb for everybody else because then we're like, oh, I only got a half day. Or like fast food workers are like, oh, I don't get any days. Cool. Where even if you did like the 5% raise, that could still hurt companies.
Right.
So the mandatory with the incentive isn't always great. And I know it's kind of dumb to be like, well, if you choose not to vote this year, it's always going to be your choice. You just have to do like public service. Like you have to go help out at your local food pantry for like X amount of hours within X amount of time frame. If not, you will get fined. Like, I feel like that's also more fair though. Because you choose if you do or not. And if you don't, you're still having to help your community.
Right. I just feel like people wouldn't, though.
Yeah, I know they wouldn't. But it's nice to imagine a world where one day I'd be like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to vote this year. So it'd be really cool to help out at the dog shelter. Like,
these are, you know, honestly.
Fantasies.
Fantasies. All of this is just fantasy world.
Where we all get along and sing kumbaya.
But listeners, if you guys have any ideas or opinions on this topic, feel free to send them into any of our social media, or you can email us at knit1sip2podcast@gmail.com.
What was that?
knit1sip2podcast@gmail.com.
Woo woo. Or any of our socials, which are Instagram, knit1sip2_podcast, and Twitter, knit1sip2, and Facebook, knit1sip2podcast. Did I get that right?
I think so. I don't know.
I deserve extra credit for that. Extra day of vacation.
Do.
Are we all done with that topic?
Yeah.
Or do you have another idea?
I think we just need to move on because we're just going to go in circles.
I feel like that's what a lot of these ethical and political questions are, though. Like, you just go in circles because there is no right answer.
Right.
Like, last year or last semester, I took an interesting ethical class for philosophy and just kind of like the ethics of humanity. And the teacher literally was like, there's no right reason. Or like no right way to do this. So you just have to think about it and then kind of put your own, you have to take the responsibility as a person.
Right.
So kind of like going to the doctor and getting your flu shot and being like, okay, I'm going to go to McDonald's and get some ice cream after this. Like after you vote, you just have to be like, all right, well, after I vote, I'm going to go get like a sandwich I've been wanting, a little bit more expensive, but I've been wanting it, treat to incentivize yourself to go vote. So, like, make it mandatory for your individual self. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Decent way of doing it, right?
Yeah.
Like, going to the doctor. How fun.
Doctors are awesome. All right. Do you have any what the knit?
Do you have one while I think of one?
Do I have one?
Oh, I have one.
Good, because I don't. Okay.
Alrighty. Guys, are you ready for this what the knit? I wish we could like share. Oh my gosh, that's a good idea. How about we like record the video and like, I know you're recording it right now, but for Patreon donors, how about, or donators, how about we post a video of us being ding-dongs on Patreon?
We can do that. Maybe not this one, because...
We both look like crap.
She doesn't look nearly as bad as I did. I literally rolled out of bed.
I look so bad. I haven't washed my hair in a while, and I'm wearing my glasses, so...
Me neither.
This is kind of fun. This is like prequel to our YouTube days. And we're not on YouTube, so we're still
not yet.
In the prequel, guys.
Not yet. But it can get okay. You guys a little excited.
All right. So, are we ready for my what the knit?
I am so ready.
Okay. You're going to say what the knit to this, okay?
Okay.
I started doing cross stitch, and I love it.
Yay!
It's really dorky, and I feel like a legit old lady, but I've made a couple of tea towels, like I've embroidered on them, like hand embroidery, so it takes a long freaking time. And then I started doing a set of napkins for my own table.
Ooh.
So, yeah, and they're all going to be really different, and I'm just really, really excited, because it's kind of like third generation tradition. Like neither of my blood sisters do this, but my mom and my grandma are super, or they were super into hand embroidery. So they're giving me like all these tips now. Their old patterns that they think I would like or something, or like towels or something, you know, like that they're not going to use. And so I get to do it. Or like my mom, she's like upgraded from hand embroidery and applique. And now she's doing it like on her big fancy machine. But so it's like third generation, and it's keeping the quarantine demons away. So you thumbs up.
Woo. Well, my what the knit is that I think that I've decided that I'm going to start recording and creating my own music.
Really?
Yeah, but I need to save up the money for some new equipment and some programs and everything. And it'll just be for fun. But yeah. I thought it'd be something interesting for me to do. And I've been wanting to do it for a while, just not really had the passion for it. But here lately, once I started playing the piano again, I was just kind of like, I think I want to do this.
That's so awesome, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. Also terrified. But nobody has to hear it unless I want them to. So there's the bonus here.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'll be your biggest fan, and you could have a concert just for me.
I will.
Frankie.
I will perform. There will be like,
and kicks. I will love it. You can perform at the bar if we ever reopen.
If we ever reopen. That's the key phrase there.
If.
Oh. Do you have any hot gossip?
I'm going to make this a bit easier. You can see my mouth now.
I can see your mouth.
Hello.
Maybe I don't want to see your mouth.
I'm really good. I know listeners don't know this, but I'm really good at like goofy facial expressions. Like when I was a kid, I always loved watching I Love Lucy. And like she's really known for her facial expressions. So I got like a lot of my goofy stuff kind of like inspired by her. So...
If you support us on Patreon, you could give us a dollar. Honestly, anything.
A dollar.
You could get to see these awesome facial expressions. Just think about that. Okay?
And all of my prettiness that is not there right now.
And just in case they are wanting to check out our Patreon, what is that? Where can they find us on there?
Go to www.patreon, patreon.com/
No.
Patreon. Go to Patreon.
P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
That's what I was saying. R-E.
You said T-E-R.
But then I corrected myself. www.patreon.com/ I don't know what that means, but everybody's saying it. Knit one, numeral one. Sip two, numeral two. Oh. Podcast. There we go. I created it.
So if you didn't get that, can you repeat that for us one more time?
www.patreon.com/knit1sip2podcast.
All right. And then you could see these awesome facial expressions, the dorkiness, how bad we look when we record every single time. Okay, but back to what we were saying. Do you have hot gossip?
Oh, yes, I have some hot gossip. Here's my hot gossip. Okay. So you're going to like this one because I haven't told you about it because it happened yesterday.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so yesterday was a fairly nice day and I was having a lot of cabin fever. So Sam and I went for a hike. And so we went for this hike in these woods that are kind of like nearby. And we had just bought like the official engagement ring and wedding band. And so I was like, I want you to like re-propose basically. Like with the real ring, because like our other one was kind of like dorky, and so we're like, I want a real like proposal. And so even like the last one was real, but you know, like, you know what I mean,
right?
You get it. And so we went for this hike and he was like messing around in his office like right before he left, and I was like, he got the ring, alrighty, this is happening. And like I got really excited and I was like being really girly and really dumb, and I made sure my outfit was kind of cute because I was like, this is the big outfit, I'm getting my big proposal, this is the big outfit. We go out and we're hiking and I have my camera and he has his binoculars, and we go out to this really pretty gazebo that's like on the path of a hike because it's kind of like not hiking, it's like kind of a walk. And so I'm like, and it's like on this lake and it's a really pretty view. And I'm like, it's gonna happen. And he's like, do you want to look at the birds through the binoculars? And I was like, yeah, I'll look at the birds through the binoculars. I'm like, he's gonna be down on one knee when I, you know, get all done. No. No, he's standing there like a ding dong. We go through this whole 2 mile hike and it is 30 degrees out. And so I'm like, I'm okay, but I'm like, all righty, I can do this. It's going to happen. We get back to that freaking gazebo and he's like, you want to go look out again? I'm like, yeah, I want to go look out again. Does not happen again. And so I was highly confused. I was like, is he going to do it on the way to the car? No. Did not happen at all. Slightly perturbed. Like, I'm already engaged to everything, but it was just kind of funny because I was like, I want my proposal today. Like, today is the day. I'm going to get it, finally. No. So that's my hot gossip. So I went on a very cold hike and did not get my proposal. But my ring's really pretty, so that's all that matters. It's very pretty. Guess. Did I send you a picture of the new one?
Yeah, I think so.
It was really scary because, like, we needed an actual ring and a wedding band for the ceremony. But now all the jewelry shops are closed, and we got it, like, the day before the shops closed. And the reason why we went for the shop that we did was because we could get it in the store that day, and they didn't have to go get it made and then into the store. So, and we were able to bring it home, even though it's not sized or anything, but we have the rings.
Right.
Yeah, and so I think I need to order his wedding band now, or it might not come. So
that could be interesting.
Well, it's just on Amazon, so.
Right.
Even like simple things are taking like 3 months to get sent, so going really great. What is your hot gossip?
Okay, so my hot gossip is that I with all the coronavirus and everything going around and everything shutting down.
You don't have it, do you?
No. I do not. But, so I work in the food service, and so there's been a lot of talk of locking down Ohio, like nobody being allowed to leave their house except for essentials. So obviously,
happening tonight at 11:50.
Yeah. Well, I was this whole time, I knew it was coming. It just was like, what day is it coming? So I was like, obviously I'm not going to have a job because we're not essential. Right.
Yeah.
And then, so yesterday my dad's watching, DeWine do the little talkie talk and stuff like that.
Oh, we were hiking and I was expecting a proposal at that time.
Yeah. My dad watches all of this stuff and he comes in, he's like, we're not leaving the house. And I was like getting ready to walk out the door to go to work. I'm like, so do I not go? Are they going to send me home? Like, what is going to happen to me? What's going to happen? So I get there and my boss sends us a message, and apparently food service is considered essential.
Oh.
So.
Bars apparently aren't.
And this is the first time I've ever been called essential in my life, but it's a pretty good feeling, honestly. So I still have a job and that's pretty cool. Like, obviously we don't get tons of hours, but it's still something and it gets us out of the house for a little bit since we're not allowed
to. And you get to see people, you know, and make money.
Yeah.
That must be nice.
So I'm very fortunate here, but
yeah,
that's my hot gossip.
I mean, both of our hot gossip is weird now. It's weird, especially like not seeing you every day.
I know, because like this is like the first time we're talking about this stuff too.
Yeah, so. It's like the first time I've seen your face in a while too. So it's
since last week, last Tuesday.
Yeah, no, last time we recorded
was last Tuesday.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to my credit, I've been kind of playing a video game all weekend, so it's the Friends camper guy with Friends,
the Animal Crossing,
that one. Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah, it's everywhere right now.
Yeah, so I've been playing that and it's very entertaining. It's keeping me sane because it runs on real time, unlike what's that other one that I play? It's a little valley. Stardew Valley. That's the other one I play. And that one, it's like every day is only 15 minutes in real time. So your days get really screwed up really quickly. Because like I can do almost a year in a week if I play consistently.
My mom, my sister, and I, we all went to the Walmart. Not for toilet paper, because
we actually needed toilet paper and there's none.
Luckily, we shop at Costco, so we had a trip not too long ago, so we're still doing pretty good on that kind of stuff.
Oh my gosh. We also really needed paper towels, so we have two rolls of paper towels. So, yay.
So, like, we went and you'd think that's why we were going to Walmart or for food or something. No, we went and we bought like $30 worth of new games. So like
that's such a good idea though, so you guys can tolerate each other.
And they were all out of like the normal Uno, but we got this Uno flip and it was so fun, like because like there's flip cards and then you just flip the whole deck over and you start playing on the backside, and like the things are more extreme, so like there's like a draw five and you skip everybody's turn and it goes back to you, like it's just more intense. And then if you get another flip card, you just flip it back over, and I don't know, it was pretty fun. We also got,
did you guys get Skip-Bo?
No.
Oh,
but I love Skip-Bo.
So good though.
We probably would have gotten it, but they were like very picked over, so it was like only games that people didn't really play that often.
Yeah,
I got this awesome chess and checkerboard that's made out of glass.
Do you play chess?
I do, and no one in my family does.
Play chess.
Good. I have somebody I can play
with. We can play together. I was in chess club.
See, I wasn't. I learned when I worked at a daycare. The kids taught me how to do it.
Like, I was in chess club all through elementary school and middle school.
Yeah,
and it was really lame.
You're probably better
than
me, but you know.
But I was also like one of the only girls who would play chess at my school, and so I got like a lot of bullshit for that. They're just like, "You're a girl," and I'm like, "I'm nine. I don't even have boobs." Like,
we also got a couple decks of playing cards because so we could play like spoons and trash and stuff.
Yeah,
if my dad would participate. We could play euchre. I'm calling you out, Dad, if you're listening. You need to play games with us.
And then, is he still in the room with you?
No. Oh. But if he listens, it'll be funny. But anyway, then we also got this new game. It's like called Your Worst Fear or something.
And oh, I think I've seen that.
It's really fun. Like, we weren't expecting much from it, but, like, it's awesome. It's, like, four players, and you draw out, like, every person. You go in order and you draw out four cards and they have things on them like, oh, heights. Oh, stepping on a grate in the ground. Oh, walking under a ladder, spiders. And then you rate yourself the order that they are scariest to least scary. And then you rate one other person of your choice. And then you go around and you get points for however many you get right.
That's really cool, though.
It's really fun, actually. I feel like we're just learning so much about each other.
You know the game I really want to have?
What game?
Apples to Apples.
Apparently we have it, and I didn't know we have it.
Like, it is so much fun. The other one that's really fun to play with, like, a group of, like, four people. Like, obviously, it's just Sam and I in the house, so it's kind of boring. But it's called Smartass. Have you played that one?
I don't think so.
It's really intense, because we played it with his family a while ago. Like, his sister and his dad and his mom and him and me. And it was just, like, so, so intense. But I kind of loved it. But I'm glad, like, throughout the years, we've been, like, building up our own little stash of games.
Right.
And, like, we've just been, like, we have, like, family time in the evening, like, after dinner. And we watch, like, one movie. Like, Friday night, we watched Frozen 2. And then we watched an additional movie because he picked the last two movies, and so I was like, I want to pick one. And we watched Sarah's Key, which, if you haven't seen that movie or read that book, you need to go do it, especially you, Alyssa. I think you will love it. It's almost all in French, so I'm very sorry, but there's subtitles, so you're
great.
Okay, you're fine. It's just a lot of subtitles. You will cry, okay? And it's not like at the end of the movie where you cry. It's halfway through the movie where you cry, and then at the end, you cry too. So good. You made me watch P.S. I Love You.
That was an amazing movie, and it was in English.
Watch the French movie.
We'll see. We'll see. You might have to text me and harass me or make me sit down and you be like, watch it.
Yeah, but don't read. Like, for you, Alyssa, don't read this book. Everybody else, read this book.
Don't read
book? You'll get screwed up. I read it when I was, like, 14, and I got really scarred. Just saying, if anybody needs a movie recommendation, it's from, like, 2010. But, like, last night we watched Avatar. And
I love that movie.
I actually have to write a paper on that movie this week, so.
I love it.
But, yeah, so that's how we've been staying sane with family time. I've also been doing a lot of cleaning.
I haven't, but I need to. I've been eating a lot.
See, it's had the opposite effect on me. I'm kind of like, I've been like, well, I'm not moving that much. And so, like, if I'm hungry, I'll eat. But if I'm like, I just want to eat because I'm bored, I'm not going to eat.
See, ours is.
But we also didn't buy that many snack foods. We bought more like essential foods since we bought enough to last a month. So.
Right.
Wasn't much leeway in the budget. Anyways, that's the end of that.
Do you have a crafty facty for us?
I indeed do have a crafty facty. Okay, so this one's kind of lame, and I just kind of came up with it in my head, like usual sometimes. But
here lately.
There's a larger town kind of near us, and so we had to go there to buy the rings. And so while we were there, I was like, oh, hey, I need some yarn. So surprisingly, crafts have taken an uptrend recently with everybody being indoors and nothing to do except watching movies. So they want to feel like their productivity is still okay. And so I went to the yarn store in the larger city. And Alyssa, I think you know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
Almost all of the yarn was gone.
Yikes.
And a lot of the embroidery stuff was actually gone.
Guess we're done knitting for a minute.
But I just thought that was kind of funny.
That is kind of funny, though.
Yeah. But I have a PSA to everybody who crafts or lives in a smaller town. Support your local business. If you can order online, you can do that. Also, don't forget about Etsy shoppers or Etsy businesses right now. Still support them. Because, yeah, they need support.
And on that note, is there anything else? Or are we all good?
I think we're all good.
All right. So
I feel like we talked for a long time.
I feel like so too. I feel like we did. So where can the people find us?
You can find us on any listening platform that we're on by searching
Knit 1, Sip 2. And if that doesn't come out, try Knit 1, Sip 2 Podcast.
Yep. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, Q&As for us, topic ideas,
stories,
anything you really want to tell us about, you can email us at
knit1sip2podcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to see our social media, we've already mentioned it in this episode, but let's do it again. You can find us on Instagram at
knit1sip2_podcast.
Twitter,
knit1sip2.
Facebook,
you can find us by searching knit1sip2podcast.
And if you would like to become a Patreon donator, you can find us on Patreon if you missed that whole big clip. Somehow, you skipped forward, but here you go. Where can they find us at on Patreon?
Knit 1, Sip 2 Podcast.
And I think that's all we have for you guys.
I think that's it.
Stay sane.
Stay
healthy. Happy apocalypsing.
Bye, guys.
Bye.